A new documentary about a scrappy, chaotic, and iconoclastic radio station in New Jersey debuts today at the Doc NYC Festival, Sex and Broadcasting. It's a film about WFMU, described by the filmmakers as an American tale of life, liberty, and independent radio. In an opening scene, Ken Friedman, the station manager, is on the air and delivers what amounts to a manifesto.
WFMU is a heathen religion tied up with toy pianos and distorted guitars and ritualistic bagpipe orgies of erotic dancing, weed smoking, and mass mania, with the beat pounding away in the background. Always the beat. WFMU is radio for the people who were picked last on the basketball team, for that one person who didn't go to the senior prom, for the misfits and malcontents, the slackers, hobos, and dreamers.
And Ken Friedman, the station manager of WFMU, joins us from New York. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And Tim K. Smith, who was the director of Sex and Broadcasting. Mr. Smith, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Ken Friedman, is that really what you think of your listeners?
Yeah, pretty much to a T. It's a station that falls in between the cracks of any other kind of category, and it's inside those cracks where we find all the weird stuff that we play on the air, too.
Yeah. What would we hear of a given day on WFMU?
Well, this morning, the guy who was on the air played 3 hours of cover versions of Eleanor Rigby. That was kind of hard to take.
Kind of? Yeah.
Yeah. It seriously made me regret the day that I played 3 hours of versions of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Yes, please.
Yesterday, I played Heavy Breathing and Graveyard Sound Effects and Goblin Laughter and Italian horror movie soundtracks and that kind of thing.
My name's Ken. I'm having a really terrible morning here. In the background, we're hearing actual recordings made last Wednesday in the middle of my colonoscopy.
Now, Mr. Smith, let's make it plain to the relief of both NPR executives and the people who run WFMU. WFMU is public radio, but it's not NPR, is it?
No. You know, it started as a college radio station, and eventually when that Uppsala College went bankrupt, the DJs band together, really led by Ken Friedman, and gained its independence, and it's been independent ever since. But it also is extremely vulnerable. It has no larger institution that can kind of take the hits when things go bad. You know, in that sense, it's a great story of, you know, an American story in the sense of just people that really value freedom over really anything else and what it takes to do that over a lifetime.
But let me turn a question to you, Ken Friedman, if I can. Freedom, yes, but does WFMU value freedom over listenability?
Yes, absolutely. We pride ourselves in the fact that it's a radio station that requires to be turned off 6 or 7 times a day.
Because that freshens your perspective, or?
Well, that's what makes it so great, is that that's what allows us the freedom to hear things that you could never possibly hear anywhere else on the airwaves. We don't want to sand down all the extremes, which seems to be the way to go for almost any other kind of radio out there. That's where we find the brilliance, is in the extremes, in the bumps, and in the bruises.
What's the next song on the set list, Petey?
This is called Chami Mami, and it's about Noam Chomsky being my mother.
Yeah!
I think that it's very important to think about the radio audience. We don't want to be doing radio for one person. We like to be doing radio for several dozen people.
But you've had to expand, and now you've got a performance venue, don't you?
Yeah, we just opened up our own club and venue in the ground floor of our building.
Is constant insolvency part of the creative process?
It's definitely part of the annual pattern at WFMU. I don't know to what degree it's part of the creative process. I mean, our insolvency has forced us to take great creative measures from time to time, but I do kind of long for the annual rite of insolvency to disappear once and for all.
I would say that FMU is a democracy up to a point, but like any functioning system, there has to be a bit of fascism as well. And there is.
There's some rough spots in the film, I imagine, if you're you and you watch it, where people refer to you, the station manager, being referred to as a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
I wear it as a badge of honor.
In the sense that what somebody's got to make the station sign on and sign off at night, or
yeah, I like to think of myself as a benevolent dictator, but I think that group dynamics and committee decision making are some of the things that have destroyed various leftist anarchistic institutions, and I'm glad that WFMU hasn't fallen prey to that.
Ken Friedman, does this film mean that WFMU has, in a sense, arrived?
Oh no. Not in any way. I mean, I'm happy that the movie has come out, but I don't think it really marks any kind of turning point or arrival for us.
Yeah. And can you help us understand what your financial situation is at the moment now?
Well, right now we have $70,000 in the bank. My bookkeeper emailed me this morning to tell me that, which is about enough for another two payrolls. And that's about par for the course for this time of the year. So when I went to work today, my job this morning before I came in today was looking under every rock that I could find to look for additional money to get us through the next 4 or 5 months before we do our regular pledge drive. Mm.
And I want to address this question to you both at the end, if I could. Would success, at least defined as lots of people listening, somehow ruin WFMU?
Well, it would, because if we had a lot of people listening, it would mean that we had sanded down our philosophy and that we had really gone towards mass appeal. Mm-hmm. So that's never been our goal.
Tim Smith?
Yeah, I mean, I won't disagree with Ken, but I would say FMU is the kind of radio station where, you know, you walk into a record store in Berlin and suddenly there it is. Someone's streaming this radio station because they know how amazing it is. Mm-hmm. So in the small pockets around the world, it's, you know, there are small pockets, but there's amazing amount of people that are going to want to be excited that they've discovered this station for the first time.
Tim K. Smith is director of Sex and Broadcasting. Ken Friedman is the station manager of WFMU in Jersey City, New Jersey. The film debuts later today at Doc NYC. Gentlemen, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.